This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Whoa. 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I guess there was some shocking news today where Hunter Biden passed his drug test. And, hey, I'm not surprised. I think he's pleading not guilty to the charges having to do with him obtaining a weapon and lying about him being addicted to drugs. The Hunter Biden fiasco, I think, is kind of what we're currently seeing as a distraction of what possibly could have happened. In fact, I think there have been some companies that have spoken out believing that allegedly he was involved in a trafficking ring when he was overseas. But right now, what he's currently charged with are federal gun charges and lying about him being under the influence. And he has pled not guilty. And I guess he appeared in court. And he had been charged with making a false statement of the purchase of a firearm, making a false statement related to information required to be kept by a federal firearms license dealer, one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user and or addicted to a controlled substance. Now, maximum prison time could be up to 25 years. Each count carries a maximum fine of $250,000 and 3 years of supervised release. But we're told that he was he took a drug test and he passed and he was clear. So some of you had asked, were there agents that he could have used to help pass? There are. I think he's probably, I'm sure, okay, especially after whatever happened at the White House where they found crack or was it cocaine? I'm sure that before his court date, they made sure, you know, that his act was together. But I get asked a lot about these agents. They're called masking agents or adulterants to try to mask drug tests. These drug tests are pretty damn smart. In fact, these masking agents, they are oftentimes a scam. So let's say you have a drug test coming up and you're like, okay, I need to take whatever this bottle says. You don't trust it. And do you really want to adulterate your body even more and affect your liver and kidneys with something that could be fake and not FDA approved? Really? But how some of them work is either they have a substance in there that could interfere with the drug test assay, or it'll dilute your urine. Now, if there is a very suspicious employer or entity, they could test for some of these masking agents. If your urine comes out very dilute, they're going to make you redo it within 24 hours because they're going to think what you tried to do is hydrate so much to dilute the urine that there would be less of the contaminants in there. And you really have to be careful because you overhydrate, you could cause hyponatremia, brain swelling. But I'm telling you right now, these masking agents and these adulterants, it's not worth it. It really isn't. And so my husband does CDLs, commercial driver's licenses, and some companies need drug testing for them. And patients will come in where the temperature of the urine is off. Remember, your body is 98.6. That's some pretty warm urine. Hence, if your urine is room temperature, come on. That they know. The color, the smell, the, if you use fake urine, the test can sometimes pick that up. So it's just not worth it. It really isn't. And oftentimes, the drug isn't in your system anymore. Now, hair, you know, you smoke marijuana, it could be in your hair, you know, for 30 days. But depending on how much, cumulative, it could just be days in your urine to a week. And so, I would recommend try not to do the drug. And it's frustrating, I know, for a lot of these companies where there's a need of drivers. I think there's a school district where they're paying parents to take the kids to school because they don't have enough school bus drivers. And maybe one of the reasons why we had a snowplow driver crisis, a school bus driver crisis, a trucker driver crisis where we don't have enough is many individuals enjoy recreational marijuana or medicinal marijuana. And marijuana is, you are not allowed to drive if you have marijuana in your system. So I think there's a lot of individuals who say, I don't want a job where I can't use a cannabis gummy, or I can't smoke if I need to. And I know there's a big push to legalize marijuana on the federal level, but you cannot, if you can't have alcohol in your system, you can't have marijuana in your system if you're driving. And marijuana is tricky because it's cumulative. So you might have one gummy and go, okay, well, I'll be fine tomorrow. But if you take a gummy every night to sleep, you might have levels that build up in the blood, and now you're going to be impaired 3-4 days down the line, not just the day you took it. So do I think Hunter Biden took any masking agents or adulterants? No, I am pretty sure that the Biden family got on his butt. This is kind of embarrassing for him. And he's older than I am. He's 50, what, three? I mean, at some point, I think he even has does he have a granddaughter? Or I don't know. But he's got kids. At some point, I think he's going to clean up. But the gun charges are one thing. There's a lot coming out on what happened with him and the negotiations he did while his father was vice president. So it'll be interesting to see what comes with that. But as I said earlier, you know, for those of you that have a drug test coming up, just don't do the drugs. And keep in mind that these employers may do random drug testing. Also keep in mind that if you get hurt on the job, and your employer can mandate a drug test, and if you're positive, workers' comp may not pay for the injury, and your insurance may not pay for the injury. So really rethink that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a huge, huge industry worth billions of dollars involving the taxpayers, involving millions of people, multiple ages, and it is a very, very powerful industry. And we have built this industry because college was written into our societal fabric as being necessary for somebody to reach the American dream. And so you go into grammar school when you were growing up, what they called a grammar school, and then going to high school and graduating, eventually was not enough. Even though most people would apprentice, some might go on to college, some might travel, go to Europe, learn under a mentor, and then come back. College and the college system grew. And you had to get a degree. And then you had to get another degree. And you get a bachelor's, and then a master's, and then a PhD. You used to be able to go to medical school without a college degree. And then it became mandatory. Well, you can't get into medical school unless you have a college degree. And we have built this system such that now even a college degree is meaningless for a lot of jobs because everybody and their mother has one. Even masters and MBAs. I think an MBA is so powerful, but it looks like everybody and their mother can get one online now. So rather than somebody standing out with their choice of academics and what they decided to study and what they decided to train in, it's just almost expected. And now what? If a master's is not good enough, you can't make everybody PhDs and doctors. That gets diluted as well. But colleges have turned into something else. Colleges, what used to be a place where people could go and critically think and look at what's going on in life and challenge, you know, is the world flat or is it round? You know, and have theories and hypotheses have kind of changed. And there has been a pretty obvious lean on college campuses to one political party versus another. And there's a study that came out. This is, I believe, from University of Chicago. Let me give credit where credit is due. University of Chicago, AP, NORC, free expression poll. That shows that the average person thinks one side has a lot more liberty with their free speech than another. But it also looks at some other things. So the question was in general, one of the questions, do you think that colleges and universities do a good job, a bad job, or neither good or bad at providing a respectful and inclusive environment for each of the following groups? Now for liberals, they said 46% good job, very good job, 23%. For conservatives, only 27% for a somewhat good job, only 6% for a very good job. Now, I thought college was supposed to be where you learn the math, the English, the history, the scientific method, all the tools you need to become competent in that field. But colleges have later have been, and maybe they've always been this way, but I don't remember that much politics being infused in my classes. And I'm hearing that it is just ubiquitous. And lessons that are supposed to be on STEM now, and the more, you know, some of these, you know, more scientific and engineering, and the assignments will come back to a more, I guess, liberal assignment, right? Well, rather than us going into chapter one, let's find a woman and let's write a Wikipedia page on what that woman has done so that that woman in science gets her own Wikipedia page. Now, that's a nice thing to do. I think there have been a lot of women forgotten in science if they helped their male counterpart, but does that mean that has to be the curriculum? Does that have to be, I mean, we are not supposed to be using college as a liberal factory. And I don't care if you're liberal, I don't want it to be a conservative factory either. And you're having many individuals not want to go to school or think that they're learning what they need to learn because they have to be woke or they have to go with this sort of narrative. Now, free speech. A lot of discussions on that. Okay, some of the poll questions found that liberals seem to have more free speech than conservatives. Here's a question. Do you think each of the following should be a major purpose, minor purpose, or not a purpose of colleges and universities? To teach kids to be critical thinkers, 76% said major purpose. To teach students specific skills and knowledge that could be used in the workplace, 82%. Surprised that's not 100. Anyway, to advance knowledge and innovative ideas, 78%. To support the free exchange and debate of different ideas and values. Now, I think that should be higher. They only have 62% polled that it should be a major purpose. Oh, you know what? Versus minor purpose. Yeah, I could see that. But minor purpose, only 28%. To create a learning environment where students feel respected and included. That should be 100%. Yet we have a lot of people that don't, they feel like they have to shut up and keep quiet. To advance equity and inclusion. 46% said that should be a major purpose. To foster a sense of community and social connections among students, 47%. To prepare students for active citizenship and civic engagement, 54%. So, you know, it's an interesting poll. I think they looked at 1,000 adults. But what we're paying, we're public dollars are going to a lot of these schools. And if we do have to write off student loan debt, that's our dollars also. What do we want? What do taxpayers want our colleges to be doing? Now, I want our colleges to make good engineers, so we have good roads and good buildings. I want them to make good doctors. I want them to make good professionals. I want them to have a safe area for people to learn. I don't want rapes and attacks like sadly has happened previously on college campuses. I want there to be a sense of, you know, it's not just about you. That there are communities. There's, you could serve in a variety of ways. You could serve the military. You could serve as a civil servant, politician, charity work. You know, I don't like it when we mandate students do community service. What I like, though, is, hey, guys, all right, what are you passionate about? And you should have ownership in this. What do you want to do? That gives you a sense of, look at what I've done. And so, you know, I don't mind that. I think that's fine. But when I hear that somebody, right, is in class and there's some man bashing, and when they try to bring up, you know, that, you know, can we talk about, you know, the actual subject matter, they get quieted. You know, man bashing in a classroom is very uncomfortable for people, even women. I was very uncomfortable sitting watching Barbie because of how they were portraying men. And it was interesting because when I walked out of the movie, you heard a girl tell her boyfriend, I don't think of men, guys, that way. I mean, you almost saw women be like, okay, that's not me. I mean, this does not represent me. I mean, school is supposed to be about learning what you need to. And maybe colleges is too long. I'm finding now colleges is an average 5 years. Why isn't it 4 years? Now it's 5 years? And then professors are saying take gap years? So these kids aren't graduating for years. And then I don't understand. I thought we're trying to get people ready for society. But these polls are looking at that, you know, it's the non-classroom stuff that is getting a lot of focus. And unfortunately, it's turning a lot of people off when it comes to college. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Z. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A suspect now being held without bail after being arraigned on first-degree kidnapping charges connected to the disappearance of a 9-year-old girl in New York. Charlotte Cena was rescued by a SWAT team last night after police say the alleged kidnapper, Craig Ross, left a ransom note in the family mailbox. Charlotte was found in good health inside a camper. A recent poll shows that Americans believe college campuses favor liberals over conservatives, at least in terms of free speech. Former President Trump once again blasting the judge in his state's civil fraud trial.
Trump's hater. The only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers.
Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I go to the grocery store, the waters, I'll buy waters, and they're kind of heavy. So I don't lift up the water to put it into the cart. I put them on the bottom shelf of the shopping cart, which is really cool that they have those there. And I'll swing them, and I'll try to bend my knees, and the last thing I need to do is blow a disc buying a 24-pack of water. The 36-pack of water at Albertsons is sometimes cheaper to get than the... I think you could get two 36 bottle cases for 9 versus 2 24 bottle cases for 7. So when you look at the 48 versus the 72, not much of a difference, but I like getting the extra waters. But when I go to the shopping, when I go to the self-checkout, and I love using that gun, that scan gun, that's fun. I make sure I have my receipt out and ready to go because I don't want people thinking that as I'm leaving, because you don't bag up, you can't bag up the waters. I don't want people thinking I'm stealing because they're on the bottom of the cart. So I have my receipt ready to go. And I don't know if you've ever shopped at Sam's Club or Costco, but they look at your receipt and then they use a yellow highlighter. Now, I don't know if they check every single thing, but I think there's certain things they check for that they want to make sure that we're paid for. Well, apparently, there's a store, Aldi, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, or Aldi, and we are being told, this is, let me give credit where credit is due, this is called Savvy Dime, where customers need to give employees permission to search their bags before leaving. And if employees notice that shoppers do not want that to happen, I guess they could deny service to them. A lot of people are outraged by this policy. Workers have been instructed to deny service to shoppers who refuse to comply. Now, customers are appalled at that, but the reason why they're doing that is because of now, I don't know if it's national. I think maybe some franchises are doing it or not. But I think there's been such high theft that the idea that we're going to search bags now kind of changes that level of security. So some people may be like, well, then I'm not going to go in there. Although the type of theft I've been seeing with these videos are people, they just don't care. They'll walk out saying, I'm stealing this. What are you going to do about it? So carts used to be stolen. I don't know if you've noticed, but in Europe they do this too, where you pay to use a cart. Like you put 25 cents in. But then as soon as you put the cart back, the quarter drops and you get your quarter back. So they've done that too. Why? Because people have been stealing the quarters. We're being told that also they use security tags on cheese and lock up the high-end deli meats behind the deli counter. So I guess these security tags will ding if somebody leaves without paying. And this is where we're starting to go. And I really believe stores are going to be like that Amazon Go store. I don't know if we still have those around, where Amazon came up with a technology where if you want the food, you go in having an Amazon account, and the food will only be released after they are able to deposit the money from your Amazon account into theirs. No staff. I mean, maybe there's some staff making sure the tech is working, but you go in, you grab the item, it immediately deducts it from your amount in your account or charges you. Now you could walk right out of the store and anything you have was paid for. So you literally can't steal. And I'm wondering if that's where stores are going to go in terms of that tech. And so, I'm really frustrated that people have such poor ethics that it has to cause this to happen. See, I mean, before you would go up to the checkout counter, the cashier would see everything in your, at Sam's Club, at Costco, they actually get the cart. But you run the cart through, they could see, make sure everything got scanned, it gets bagged up, and you go. But now that they're having self-checkout counters, people are stealing. Or people are just walking right past the cashier and not care. Well, when this stuff happens, it starts to affect all of us because now we have to pay more. So I'm not surprised. Now, another thing that was kind of fascinating to me, I don't know if you saw these pictures of food aisles that were blocked off with caution tape. There was a video posted on TikTok, showed of the food shelves completely taped off for people not to buy it with police caution tape at a Staten Island Target. And people believe what happened is the refrigeration went out overnight. And so all that food has to be thrown out. Some commentators were quick to point out that the Target could afford to throw away food. Some said, look, I hate to see such wasted meat and such. Your power outages happen at stores. I think we talked about that a while back. What do stores do? Well, it depends on the length of time of the power outage. If the food was still, cold and the temperatures were still kept okay, that's one thing. If they think the food is okay, but they don't think consumers are going to want it, they might donate it. But if, I believe in Baton Rouge, a Louisiana Trader Joe's gave out food for free after their refrigerator stopped working. And if the refrigerator stopped working right then and there, you could pack up the food and then distribute it and know that it's still okay. But some situations, stores had to get rid of the food. In North Little Rock, Arkansas, a food bank was able to save and distribute more than 60,000 meals from a Kroger that lost power. But you start to wonder, will some of these companies be honest if there's a power outage? I think you could tell, especially with the frozen foods, you could tell if something defrosted, thawed, and then frosted again. But we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of food. And if power goes out during a storm, how many times do you see that? I mean, good for Target putting up signs saying don't buy this, because they were probably waiting for staff to come in order to able to box it all up and remove it. But, food waste is an issue. And we don't want to give out spoiled food. We don't want to give out food that could be contaminated. And food that is out for an hour or two past the temperature it's supposed to be at can already start manifesting pathogens. So if you are going to donate food, it's got to be immediate. It can't be, the power was out overnight. They say grocery stores create a massive amount of food waste. According to Recycle Track Systems, the U.S. discards more food than any other country, 120 billion pounds per year, and between 30 to 40% of the entire food supply in the U.S. ends up in the trash. That's horrible. We have hunger. 9 million Americans face hunger. 34 million, actually, wait a second. I think 34 million Americans face hunger. I think they have, that's supposed to be 9 million children. I think that's a typo there. And it kills me to think that we're wasting food. And I know some stores have a plan where if food is about to expire, they will work with food pantries. And a lot of times the expiration date is still a little more liberal, where you could have an extra day or two. But, keep in mind, check the food and make sure it didn't thaw and then refreeze. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So luckily they found the little girl, the 9-year-old girl who was riding her bike when a bunch of families went camping, and she was on the loop that usually allows people to get to their campsite. And authorities thought that she was abducted when parents found her bike. Apparently they found her. She's well. She's okay. She's back with the parents. And they arrested suspected kidnapper Craig Ross Jr. a 47-year-old who was arrested at his mother's trailer in Milton, New York, for allegedly kidnapping little Charlotte Senna. Daily Mail says he reportedly suffers from multiple sclerosis, had just moved to the trailer 4 weeks ago because his condition had worsened. And they found the little girl in a cabinet inside the trailer. And what was interesting is the reason why they were able to find her is because Craig Ross Jr. allegedly had a ransom note that he put in the family's mailbox. Now, I'm still a little confused because they were at a campsite. I'm not exactly sure how far away this was from the campsite and then what mailbox. Then would that have been their home mailbox? But apparently he is charged with one count of kidnapping and was arraigned at the Wilton Town Court yesterday, being held without bail. And he actually is a father of three. So not exactly sure too much of what's been going on, except his health had deteriorated where he had to move into his mom's backyard. So he moved into a trailer at the rear of his mother's property around a month ago. How they found him was because he left a note. There were fingerprints they were able to get from that. And he had, I think years ago, been arrested for a DUI. Federal agents and state troopers swooped in on the home. It was less than 2 miles from the Charlotte's family property. State troopers remained on the scene, and she was found, thank God, and okay. It's a miracle, and you could just imagine how many kids have not been found and possibly trafficked or killed or abused or are still in captivity. But he left a ransom note in the mailbox of their home in Greenfield. So I'm kind of a little, you know, it's a little confusing because unless they were camping really close to, I mean, when we go camping, we're hours away from our house. But this was Saratoga Springs, very common campground. There's a lake. It's beautiful. But apparently he found out where they lived, put the note there, and troopers were able to apprehend him, and they were able to find him because of fingerprints on a note that matched a 1999 DUI charge for him in Saratoga. Fascinating how, they, you know, we don't really have a motive, but it sounds like they've been stalking. She was found about 13 miles south of her family home. I'm still not exactly sure how far away from the campsite this was, but she was cycling along Loop A of Morro Lake State Park in New York. And their search spanned 46 miles, needed about 400 search personnel. And so what some of the initial reports are is that he was stalking her. And when he had the ability to, I guess she was alone, took her. But not, still not sure about the motive. So thank God, I can't even imagine know what that family had gone through. They are very, very lucky that she's alive and unhurt. But, man, and you'll see criminals make certain mistakes, and we're glad they do. You know, leaving a ransom note, which means he wanted money or had severe mental illness. Luckily, he didn't want to harm her. He still could have. But, you know, not all criminals are smart. You know, sometimes they will do things that'll not be, because again, they might not be working with all their senses. And police know this, and they have to be open to every clue. Luckily for them, there was a clue put on the mailbox. But crazy, crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, pretty crazy and frightening, is there's a student from New York that is now jailed in Dubai for up to a year. And this story is odd. She's a business arts student that had a back brace on, a medical waist binder, because of some recent back surgery. When she went through the airport, a security officer strip searched her and made her take off the brace. Elizabeth Polanco de los Santos, 21 years old, goes to Lehman College in the Big Apple. She was heading to New York from Istanbul with a friend. They were detained during a 10-hour layover at Dubai. So she now needed help to get the brace back on. She told airport officials she recently had surgery, was mandated to wear the brace, went to a carded room, they made her take it off, she felt she was semi-naked, felt violated. But when she couldn't put the back brace on herself, she said she gently touched one of the female customs officers' arm to get her friend to help her. So because she was separated from her friend, and maybe they didn't speak English, I don't know, but when she tapped her arm, they accused her of assault and insulting them. So she was forbidden to travel home. She was first given a fine. They paid the fine, and but still has to be in jail. Judges ordered that she pay the fine on August 24th, but then custom officials appealed the sentence and now has to be in jail for about a year. I'm kind of, wow. Now, from what we understand, they don't have her necessarily in jail. She's under, I think, hotel arrest. But we're still unclear why she's being held. Now, I have seen things escalate, and I have seen things go from completely innocent to escalate. But she says she needed to get the medical brace, so she wanted her friend to help her, so she tried to get the TSA agent's attention by touching her arm. And all it was a trip that she took, then got detained. And, you know, I hear people always bag on America, saying, oh, you know, if Trump wins again, I'm leaving the country. Or if Biden wins, I'm leaving the country. Where are you going to go? I understand that we've seen that America is not the most free. I get that a lot of our liberties have been taken away. Many people feel in fear of speaking out. I get that. But it's still better than so many of these other countries. And we travel very easily. And we're very comfortable traveling. And we love to travel, but there's other laws. And maybe there was a time where no one's going to mess with you because you're American. Now, I remember in the 80s. Like, you know, Americans, you're good because Ronald Reagan, you know, he'd bring the heat. We don't have that right now. People have no problem detaining Americans. Look at that reporter. There's no fear. And so now you have an American wrongly detained. And what's happening? So when you do travel, just keep in mind that things could be very subjective, and you may not be able to. You could say, well, you know, I'll pull out my video and I'll videotape it. Don't confiscate your phone. Don't think that it's going, you know, we take things for granted, the freedoms and liberties we have here in America. De Los Santos' next court date is October 24th. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.